Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text the neighbor, T1, tweet them. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that the word of the Lord is going down on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. We want to always rejoice and be glad that we're in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I know everyone has been waiting, waiting, and waiting. Hallelujah. But you know what? Guess what? Patiently waiting on the Lord. Hallelujah. He'll give you everything your heart desires, everything that you want, but you just sometimes just got to wait. And guess what? Waiting is not easy, but we have to patiently wait on the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. I'm going to go ahead, amen, at this time, and I'm going to give the announcement. I want to make sure that you keep all these announcements in mind, because it's ministry with you in mind. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's continue on with our ministry. Glory to God. I want to make sure you tune in on Tuesday night. My God. You have been missing it. You missed a treat. My God. One word from the Lord with Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse every Tuesday. It comes on at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. You don't want to miss it. If you miss it, then I encourage you not to miss it coming up Tuesday. Hallelujah. It was a prophetic word for the people of God, and Pastor preached an awesome message, and it was just awesome. It was just such a great flow. I enjoyed it, and I hope everyone else did. If you didn't, then catch aboard the train on next Tuesday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you need a spiritual leader, I would like for you to go on Facebook and contact them. You'll find Prophetess Yvonne Rouse page and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Inbox them and give them information on how they can get back with you, so they can get back with you, amen, and help to meet the needs, amen, glory to God. Because you know what? At some point, everybody needs someone to speak life, because so many things are going on in the world today, and everybody, you know, somebody say, well, you know, they won't help me, and I can't get no help. Well, the door is open. You can go on Facebook and inbox Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse on Facebook, and tell them what the need may be. Maybe you want them to pray with you and get you some encouragement. And you need a ministry to be up under. You want somebody to help you and lead and guide you to get to that next place in ministry. So I encourage you to hit them up on Facebook. And if you can't, every one of us on the team has a page. You can inbox either of us, and we'll get you there. If that's where you want to go, we'll get you there. So I encourage you to go on and leave them a message and let them know what the need may be. Glory to God. And then if you move on down, on Wednesday, we have none other than Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew of Faith Come By Hearing. Awesome praying woman of God. She don't miss a beat. And when she starts to sing, oh, my God, the angels in heaven start to rejoice. Her sons are so anointed. It'll break every yoke and destroy those that are heavy laden. It'll destroy the burdens. But guess what? You have to come on and listen. She gives a profound word, an awesome word that will lift you up. And you know, if you're wrapped up and tied up and tangled up and think there's no way out, when she gets through giving you this word, you'll be out. So I encourage you to come on every Wednesday and hear what the Lord is saying. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And if you move on down, glory to God, on Sunday, Prophetic Corner Ministries, Prophetess Martha Williams, the show comes on at 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So come on in and hear what the Lord is saying. Because, you know, God is doing some great and mighty things. He's doing some new things, you know. As you heard, Papa was singing, amen, you know, God do a new thing. He's doing some new things. So I encourage you to come on and get in, wipe where you fit in it, so God can work in your life and do some new things in your life. You don't want to stay the same old. If you're staying the same old year after year, then something's wrong. Then you need to check yourself. Glory, God. Hallelujah. If you want God to do some new things. You know, you've been having those same old, asking God for the same old for the last 30, 40 years. And you know, I got to realize something ain't right. Something is wrong. But, Lord, what's wrong? You know, because you never ask him what's wrong. You always say, well, Lord, my prayers ain't been answered yet. You know, I asked you for this and I asked you for that, but I didn't get it. But have you ever asked him, the Lord, what is going on? Is it me? Is it something I'm not doing that you told me to do? Because I remember at one point, he woke me up and he told me, you know, he tell this person, said, you ain't did the last thing that God told you to do. And they knew what I was talking about, but they still did not do it. So, you know, when, you know, things come like that and they keep praying and praying the same old, well, if you ain't did what he told you to do the last time, why do you think he's going to give you something else? Oh, glory to God. Let's move on down the road. Hallelujah. But I encourage you on that. My God, my God. And then if you move on down, hallelujah, I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And the next voice you'll hear, Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I want to encourage you to go over and hear her. Because she has a word from the Lord, and it is so profoundly and broke down to where you can understand it. The thing about it is God wants you to understand it even the more, so you'll know which way to go, what to do, what not to do, and when to do it. And that's the type of God we serve. Glory to God. He ain't going to tell you nothing way out there in third field that you can't do. He ain't going to tell you to give somewhere that you can't give. He ain't going to tell you to give something that you don't have. Glory to God. So I want you to go over and hear her. My God, awesome woman of God, awesome singing, praying woman of God. So go over and hear her and let the word of God encourage you on this day. Glory to God. And she is also an author. I want to encourage you, if you have not gotten volume 1, volume 2, go ahead. You can go on Amazon and purchase her e-books. And you'll also get a free Kindle. God is moving by his power, by his spirit, by his might, says the Lord. So go over and purchase the books so you can have some inspiration during throughout the day. Glory to God. That way all you got to do is you want to encourage and words. You can just flip over to your Kindle and pull it right up. Say, Lord, I need something to encourage me. And you can just keep pulling it up. Say, okay, I need some more. And you got it all right there on your phone. You ain't got to go and look for no book. You don't have to do any of that. You can just pull it up on your free Kindle from Amazon. Go over and get it. It's still for sale. Amen. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to become a partner. And you will receive many perks and much knowledge. Glory to God. And, you know, you want to be blessed. You want God to move. Yes, he'll bless you. But so many times people get it twisted. Yes, God's going to bless you, but don't you want for more? You don't want just enough. You want more than enough. Because if you always got just enough, then you can't help nobody else. Let's just say, okay, I'm going to have to break it on down. We're in this season, amen, where we're in the breakdown season. Let's just give it to them, you know, like it's supposed to be. No using no big words where you can't understand and all that different stuff. And all that. Anyway, let's move on. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If he give you just enough to pay your light bill, so Lord, my light bill due, and Lord, I need this. And if he give you just enough to pay that light bill, then guess what? The next one coming up, it won't be long. Hallelujah. You want him to give you more than enough. Overflow, pressed down, shaking together, running over. Glory to God. So you'll have something to pay yours. You'll have something to continue on to pay the next one and the next one. In other words, you want him to bring you out, not just take you over just one month, glory to God, and take you over too. I know he said he supplies our daily needs, but he wants to make sure, he wants to get you to that place, hallelujah, so you'll have your daily needs met so you can help somebody else. So if you see somebody, amen, hungry in the streets, you can give them a few dollars and get them something to eat. Or if you know somebody in need, hallelujah. You know, maybe somebody's house flooded or, you know, the children don't have what they need and the parents are struggling. The mom is struggling. A single mom is struggling and you can help them out. It's the type of God we serve. You know, he didn't give everything for us to keep for ourselves, but he did for us to help others. That's what it's for. But sometimes, you know, you get so caught up with, Lord, I can't do this, and I can't, but you can. You just don't want to. So remember, he said, give, and it shall be given. This is not my message on today. Amen, but let's go ahead on and let's get it on out the way. You know, he said, give, and it shall be given. He said, good measures pressed down, shaken together, running over. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, you know, you want to give, so it shall be given. That's just what you're going to give it back. He's going to give it back. And he may not give it back the way you want it, but it's going to come back some way in which you need it to. So I encourage you, hallelujah, on this day to just be mindful. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead, amen, and open up my line for prayer. But while I'm opening up my line, amen, if you desire prayer at this time, if you would press the one, I will bring you in for prayer. All you have to do, amen, is just tell me where you're calling from. You don't have to give me your name and tell me your prayer request. You don't have to give me all. If you need to talk to me later, you can call me, amen, or you can text me, those that have my number, or you can go on Facebook, amen, glory to God, and you can also contact me. Amen. I will be giving you a number at a later date where you can call me personally, and I can pray for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to go ahead on, amen, right at this time. I don't see anybody that's opened up, amen, my line for prayer. But we're going to go on with Jesus. Glory to God. Because God is good and he is worthy to be praised. I lift my hand in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I lift my hands in total adoration unto you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Love me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends are gone, you were right there all alone. I never knew a love like this before. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Glory to God. Do you love him more than anything? Glory to God. Do you love him more than money? Do you love him more than your car? Do you love him so much? Hey, glory to God, that you will do anything that he asks you to do. Glory to God. Can you love him just that much? Understand in his word, he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son, glory to God, so he could redeem man back. Oh, my God, good God Almighty. Can you actually say that you love him that much to give your children to him, to give the situations you're going through to him? Do you love him like that? Who would want to serve a God like that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you're giving your children back to the Lord, work with them. Lord, deal with them, Lord. God, I want you to save them, Lord God. And can you give him back that much? Hallelujah. Can you love him so much that you just want to stay in his presence all the time? Do you love him so much that you want to give him, hallelujah, what belongs to him? Give honor where honor is due, but give glory to the Most High God. Do you love him like that? Oh, my God. Can you honestly say you love him like that? Do you love people like that? You know, people sometimes be hard to love. Glory to God. But guess what? You still got to love the hell out of them anyway. Oh, yes, I did. Glory to God. They'll come. They'll pretend to be your friends. And the next thing you know, they'll turn around on you. And they want to go and talk about you here and talk about you there. And you haven't even done not one thing to them. Glory to God. The only thing you tried to do was be a friend to them. Oh, my God. And actually, when they ask you to do something, you try to do your best to help them and do stuff. But they'll turn around on you. Glory to God. But can you still love them when they do that? Oh, my God. You've got to have that anointing, and you've got to have the unconditional love on the inside to love them just like that. Hallelujah. You have to get it in your spirit. And you know what, Lord? Even though they did me wrong, I still want you to bless them, Lord God. I still want you to give them, Lord God, whatever their heart desires. Because guess what? If you're holding all that on the inside, you can't forgive. Hallelujah. You can't forgive things that have happened in your past. You can't forgive those that have done you wrong. You can't forgive that the marriages that you had, glory to God, because you still hate them. Hallelujah. And you're always saying, I'm hearing this, you're always saying, well, you know what? They did nothing for me, no way. Well, can you forgive them, glory to God? And don't ever say they ain't did nothing for you, even if they have. Let it go. Oh, my God. You show unconditional love because guess what? You're trying, hallelujah, to get a breakthrough, and then you have unconditional love towards everyone. You're holding up what belongs to you. Hallelujah. You're harboring unforgiveness in your heart. So learn how to forgive and learn it to do it quickly. Don't wait till tomorrow because tomorrow might be too late. You remember that, yes, we're going to get into our message. Amen. Come on, rock with me. Glory to God. You know, back in the day, they used to sing them those older songs. And, you know, that really, some of the songs nowadays, they are good. They are. They're wonderful. And I love some of them. Glory to God. But, you know, my mom and used to sing a song, Don't Wait Till Tomorrow, because tomorrow might be too late. Oh, my God. And I didn't understand what you're talking about. You know, tomorrow coming. Okay. But then you may not be here on tomorrow. That's what they were trying to say. So you got to go ahead on forget and forgive while you're here on right now today and not wait till tomorrow because you may not be here tomorrow. Tomorrow's ain't promised to no man. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So learn how to forgive now and start hovering that unforgiveness in your heart. Oh, my God, my God. Amen. Hallelujah. Just learn how to forgive. Hallelujah. Learn how to forgive so you can say, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you more than what they've done to me. I love you more, God, than ever and everything that's happened. Hallelujah. And you have to, it ain't going to happen overnight, but you just have to continue to repeat it until you're free of some stuff. Hallelujah. You know, that brings up something. We're going to get into our message. If you would, go ahead and turn to 2 Kings chapter 4. That brings up something that, you know, we were taught, amen, in our minister's class, and I was thinking about that too. And also one day when I was praying about it, and the Lord said, you know, you are attached to too many folks. That's the thing. When you are attached to too many, amen, especially if you know they ain't godly and they ain't going to do you no good, you're attached to them. And he was saying, you have to say, Lord, I forgive this one. Lord, I forgive that one. Lord, I let this one go. Lord, I cast this one out. Lord, I'm going to let this one go. Lord, I'm going to let, you have to learn to let them go. Call them out by name. Hallelujah. Call them out to the Lord thy God by name. And that way you can freely let them go. Some marriages, you've been married, amen, one, two times. Hallelujah. And you, guess what? You ain't let that go. Let it go regardless. You let it go and you don't bring it back up until it's time to give to someone else so you can help them as a testimony. No test, no testimony. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go ahead on and get into our message. I'm going to be coming from chapter 4 of 2 Kings. And I'm just going to title this message, Miracles. You know, miracles happen. But, you know, and I also say it's a prophetic word in this miracle. Amen. Right here. And I looked at it and I'm like, okay, you know, there's a lot of things that transpired. But then sometimes when a prophet released a word to a person, and I mean, they listen, they hear the word, and then they want to jump. But, you know, it like we've always been taught, I say that, hallelujah. You know, if it don't resonate in your spirit that it's you, then it's probably not you. Don't listen at somebody else saying, okay, that's, you know, that might be you. No, if it don't resonate in your spirit, what I mean is it don't give you an option to say, okay, hold up, this is what I believe God for, and I know this thing happened, then guess what? This got to be me. Because, God, you know what I believe you for. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If it don't resonate in your spirit, then it's probably not you. But that's what you have to remember. You know, just ask God, Lord, is it me? And he'll tell you, yes, no, maybe so. Because nobody's trying to get anything from you. God is trying to get something to you. That's all it is. Amen. So let's go ahead on and read this, amen, first right here. Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet of Elijah, saying, thou servant, my husband is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. You know, nowadays, amen, if you owe them, they just come and take whatever it is you got. Like if you owe them a car, you owe on your car and ain't making payments, they just come and pick it up now, you know. And see, right here, in those days, they were coming to get children to put them to work. Now, if you know, she cried. They said she cried out to the man of God. Do you ever cry out and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you to help me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, do you ever cry out? Because you see, she was a widow woman, and just think about it. Her husband was dead, so there was, you know, usually back in that time, the woman stayed at home and took care of the house and took care of the children. The husband was the one, he was the sole provider for the household. So you see, the income that she did have, it was gone. And he owed over here, just think about it in the house, amen. Hey, man, we know they had no cars, hardly in that time, you know, this is donkeys and mules. But anyway, just think about it. He came and took their donkeys and mules and all that different stuff. Hallelujah. How are they going to get around? Or any cows? How are they going to get milk for the children and such as? And in the wintertime, then, you know, they would kill the stock and eat. How was he going to get all that? Because her income was gone. That's what she was saying. Her income was definitely gone because he had died. And so she was crying out to the man of God because they were coming to get her children, and they were going to enslave the children. Now, how many of you, hallelujah, glory to God, you wouldn't have liked that if they were coming to get your children and put your children in hard labor? You know, I heard some say, yes, I would. No, you wouldn't. You say that because, you know, that's not the way they do it now. But if you had to, you wouldn't have wanted your children to go over there and be slaves. And if they didn't do what they were supposed to do, they might have beat them, you know. And they didn't work hard. And if they took a break, they didn't like it. Glory to God. You wouldn't want that to happen, now would you? And that's what she was telling the man of God. You know, her husband was dead. And glory to God, and she didn't have no income. That was it. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And Elijah said unto her, what shall I do for thee? So he asked her, what do you want me to do? Hallelujah. Now, understand, in this passage of scripture, he is going to give her some specifics to do. So when the prophet tells you to God said, you know, I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. I want you to go. I want you to read your word. I want you to pray. I want you to sing. I want you to do whatever the prophet is telling you to do. This is what they're trying to tell you to do it to get to your next level of business. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then if the prophecy don't come to pass, then you want to go back. Well, you know what? Prophet, you told me that, but it did not come to pass. It just didn't happen. No. Did you do what they told you to do? When they said, sow a seed, did you sow it? Glory to God. You know, I know someone sowed a seed, amen, before they let that seed went out of their hand. God, they reaped a harvest for it. on the very same day, not the next day, the very same day. So when he sends his word and tell you to sow, then that's what he means. So I don't care if, you know, y'all always talking about, well, you know what, that's all people want. They just want your money, glory to God. Well, you know what, you just keep it. That's what I say. If you don't want what you want from God, then just keep it. You don't have to do it, you know. But if you believe, then guess what, you'll do it. So let's see right here if she believes. You know, she was walking with her husband, and he was honored the prophets, and he was one of them. Hallelujah. But he died. Tell me what thou hast in the house. And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. So I read in one translation, it said it was a small bottle of olive oil. That's all she had in the household. That's all she said she had. She had nothing. She had no valuables. She didn't have nothing she can go down to the pawn shop and pawn. She didn't have none of that. She didn't have nothing she could stand outside the road and sell. She didn't have baskets and fruit baskets and none of that. So she said, I don't have nothing but a small bottle of oil. That's all she had in her household. She didn't have nothing that she can go and sell the milk. She didn't have none of that she can go do anything. She didn't have nothing that she can go and maybe bake or take a pie to and make a few dollars. Amen. So she can go and get something to pay these people. She didn't have, she said, all I got is a small bottle of oil. That's what she told the man of God. Then he said, go buy of these vessels of oil of all thy neighbors, and even empty vessels, borrow not a few. He told her to go when he gave her Pacific. He said, go, and I want you to borrow empty vessels from your neighbor. He said, even empty vessels. So I'm looking at, okay, he said, even empty vessels. So I would have said, look, hey, hold up. Is there something that you can pull that water in? I can have this bottle. Glory to God. Is there something over there you can pull that out and give me this bottle right here? Is there something you can pull that out, amen, or that bucket you was going to feed the livestock with and give me that bucket? I'd have been getting every bottle I could get. Amen. If they had a bathtub, I'd ask them, could I pick it up and take it to and fill it up? Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. Well, he told her to go. But you know how some people, when God said go, you know what they'll do? They'll go to those houses that look, oh, that looks nice. They got a nice house over there. But that ain't all where he wants you to go minister to either. He wants you to minister to those, amen, that look like they don't have much. You can always go, amen, and minister to those, amen, who are already saved. You already got them brought out. But what about those that he have not brought out? Or do you go and minister to them? And you just think about it, amen. If he told you to go and get some vessels, you will choose which ones you wanted to go get. If it's a house that looked like it's just, I'll just say an old shack, you know, and nobody, you know, really have kept it up. Would you go and you ask them for a vessel? Yeah, I would have. You might have went to, she might have went to a house, amen. You might have seen through the floor, but it don't matter if she had those jars and those bottles and those buckets and anything else I could that could hold some oil in, I would have got it, glory to God. I wouldn't have cared what the house looked like. I would have did just what he said. See, you got to understand, when God gives you some specifics, you got to follow those specifics, glory to God. Because, you know, you may miss it if you don't follow God's specific order. So sometimes, you know, you can go anything, anyway, and just do anything, you know, and think it's okay. You think you can serve God over here, and then you can go over there and serve mama. No, you can't serve two. Either you're going to hate one or you're going to love the other. You can't do it. Hallelujah. It's either you're going to walk with God and do what he said do in this word, hallelujah, or you're going to be over there on the other side. There ain't no straddling no fence. You can't straddle no fence nowadays. But who's to say you're going to come back across that fence? Hallelujah. But you get over there on the other side, you get stuck because you like what you do. Well, anyway, she told her to go get, he told her to go and get all you can get from your neighbor. Go get them all. Go get them all. And, you know, her, she went, amen, to borrow all these things from the neighbors. You know, do you have a bottle? Do you have something you can pour this water out and give me this bottle? I'd have been asking all kinds of questions. When I got back, I had so many bottles, I had to go back and get some more. My God, my God. Then I'd have found all I had in my own house. Hold up, let me get all these around here. Every pot, every pan, everything. Hallelujah. If I had a trough where the donkey and the goats were feeding, I told them, y'all got to go. I got the hell out of here now. Glory to God. I'd have been using that one too. I'd use everything I could use. Hallelujah. Even a bucket that we draw the water in, we'd have got that one too. Hallelujah. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy son, and shall pour out unto all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So see, he gave her all those specifics, telling her what to do, how to do it. And all she had to do was do what he said do. Hallelujah. Well, could you do whenever the prophet tells you to do something, do you really do it? Or do you half do it? Hallelujah. But if you half do it, then that means you didn't believe. But if you do it fully, to the best of your knowledge, to the best of your intent, then it's going to do just what it said it would do. Hallelujah. Because I remember I was just chit-chatting, you know, and talking to someone, and, you know, they were telling me how they, you know, save a little bit here and just save enough where you won't miss it, where you won't have to go back and get it, you know, if you get it on tight. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, that makes good sense. It really does, tell you the truth. That way you can let it later. You won't have to worry about it then. Whenever you need something really, really come up, you know, amen, because, you know, you need, I'll just say tires, amen, glory to God, hallelujah. Then you got the money to get what you need. And you won't have to go and be getting them creditors, hallelujah, borrowing here and there and everywhere. But I just use that example. Yes, I know some of y'all know what I'm talking about, but amen, hallelujah. Glory to God. I always use myself so nobody wants to say I'm talking about them. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So then you can go and you can do and get what you need, and you won't have to be going making a whole lot of bills, you know. Then that way you'll be on your way, and God will keep you free. But you have to ask him to help you. If you have a problem with just going in the store and coming out, amen, with no bag, then what you need to do? Stay out of the store. Glory to God. Just stay out. Hallelujah. Because some people can't go. They say window shopping. Some people can't do window shopping. They think when they go in, they always got to come out, amen, with a bag. Hallelujah. Or it don't look like they did anything the whole day. But let's keep it moving. So he told her to go in, and after she pour all the oil, keep pouring, and those that were full, set them aside and keep pouring. So that's what she did. So she went in. She went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her son, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. You see right here, when she shut the door on what she had going on, guess what she did? She shut out doubt and unbelief. Because you can imagine, after she had done got all these vessels and everything, getting ready to pour the oil out, and you can imagine people saying, I wonder what she going to do with that. Now you can imagine them standing at the door trying to see in of what she was doing. Glory to God, because that's just how people are. They're going to try to imagine what you're doing. Well, wait a minute. God told her to do that. So wait a minute. Let's see what she's going to do with it. And she went in and shut the door. She shut out everything, every doubt, every unbelief spirit. When you go in and you believe in God for something, listen, you better go in your secret closet. That's why he called it a secret closet. I ain't telling nobody to go and shut up in your closet with your dresses and your clothes and all that. He said you go in your own prayer closet, your own prayer room in your house, wherever, glory to God, and you ask him for what you want. When you go in secretly, glory to God, you don't have to tell everybody. Because guess what? When you start to tell them, you know what, this is what I'm believing God for. And you know what? They ain't going to believe with you. So many people are not in that place where you are. So here's the thing. You don't worry about that. You just don't tell them. You believe God for what you want to believe him for. If you believe in him for $1 million, then, hey, that's fine. That's your business. But there are some that will believe for you. They will believe with you. Glory to God. But there are some that's going to come against you. Because I remember her, oh, my God, I can tell you some stories. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God will do some great and mighty things, but you just got to remember who you're talking to. You know, remember that. Because it all goes back. Remember when Joseph, amen, glory to God, and he was talking to his brothers, and how he had that dream and he told his brothers and all that, and what they did, they cast him in the pit, took his coat, put some blood on him, and told his daddy he was mauled. Glory to God, he was killed. Now, come on, tell it, see? So you got to be careful who you tell it. There are some that will believe for you because there are some people that's not jealous. That's the thing about it. You know, jealousy and pride come before fall. So just be careful about that. You don't have to tell them what you want. Just tell God and let it go. Just tell God and let it do. Let it do what it do. That's the way you do. Glory to God. So she did. She went in and she started to pour the oil, and it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. In other words, it had met the need of everything that she was going to need to pay the creditor off. Glory to God. It had met it. Hallelujah. Because she obeyed and did just exactly what the man of God said. See, when you obey and do what they tell you to do, hallelujah, then guess what? You'll be in the same situation. That's the thing. You know, don't let the devil run in your mind saying, well, you know what? They don't know what they're talking about. They're just talking. They can't tell you how to do. They can't tell you how to spend your money. They can't tell you this. But let me, listen, most of the time when prophets, I understand when prophets and apostles and ministers, when they come and tell you things, they tell you stuff that they don't went through. And so they can tell you how to do it. But see, sometimes the way that they have is better than the way that you're thinking. That's the thing. Because there's this person I know, and, you know, I said, well, you know, what about this and what about that? And you know what they said? Well, you know what? I haven't thought of that. I really hadn't thought of that. And then they'll go and they'll do it, and that's why God prospers them so, because sometimes they have a better way of putting it and a better way of you getting good results than what you think, you know? And that's the way it is. So you got to be willing to listen and hear what they're saying. Don't just go, well, they don't know. They can't micromanage my money, and they can't. And I hear that so many times in the spirit, but it just has nothing to do with micromanaging your money. It has nothing to do with micromanaging your time. It has nothing to do with micromanaging the way you go in a store and buy what you buy and do what you do. It has nothing to do with you going in the store and every time you go in, you're pulling the credit card out. It has nothing to do with that. It's just trying to help you to get where you need to get so you won't be in a bind all the time. You know, you're always saying, Lord, I need money, I need money, I need money. But they're showing you a better way to do it so you can have, glory to God, and not spend every penny that you make, amen, in the store, buying the new dress, buying the lady fashion, hallelujah, buying this and buying that. He don't mind you spending to buy. No, he don't. Hallelujah, he don't. But just make sure you understand. You spend some and you save some. That's what you do. Because you know you may need a new washing machine. You may need a new dryer. You may need something, you know, and you already got it. You see right here when he gave her what she needed at that time because the creditor was coming to get her funds. And she talked to the man of God. She cried out to him, I need help. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid to go to them that you know that they know, and they know this Bible, and they know who Jesus is, and tell them, I need help. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I know if I need help. I'm like, look, hold up. Y'all got to help me because I got a problem. Okay? Glory to God. And that's just the way I would say it. Hallelujah. That's just me. I'm like, I need help. I just say it just like that. Hallelujah. Ain't no pride in it. Glory to God. We all been needing help at some point. So see, she needed help because she went to the man of God and cried out to the man of God to help her because she didn't want her children to be enslaved. And after she poured all the oil stayed. Hallelujah. It stayed right there. Everything was full to the rim with grace. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'd have poured so much in it. Hallelujah. You will look at the top of it. It was about to flow out of there because I would have poured everything I could. Hallelujah. Just like he said. Because he didn't say she couldn't fill it up. He told her to pour the oil in each bottle, fill up each bottle. So I'd have poured it all the way up to the neck of it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's move on, hallelujah, to verse 7. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, and pay thou debt, and live thou and thou children of the rest. Now, you see, she did what he told her to do. She had more than enough to go and pay them so they would come and get her children. And he told me, I mean, I read in one translation, it said, go now, buy you some food, buy you some clothes, buy you what you need for you and your children. She had so much. There was enough to pay all her debts, and then there was enough to buy food. When he tells you, this is what I want you to do. I want you to spend this, but I want you to save over here. So then when the washing machine breaks down, glory to God, you can go and buy another one and replace it right back. Hallelujah. Because, you know, if you got children, hey, I know you need it because, you know, you can go to the washer, and it's expensive now to wash one load of clothes. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And whenever you need, you may need something. Hallelujah. You may need a line up on your car. You may need something. Well, you know what, Lord, I need to go and I need to get this. You may need a new laptop because some people work at home, and everybody don't give you laptops. Hallelujah. So you may need your own laptop. You say, well, Lord, I need this. I need to go and get me a new laptop. I understand a need. Hallelujah. I didn't say won't. A need. Hallelujah. But you want to do ministry. You got to have the right tools to do it. You don't want to go and get online and then everything cutting off. Hallelujah. And then you be able to pay your phone bills. Hallelujah. And all that stuff. Because you say, hold up. Wait a minute. All this ain't going to be cutting off on me. I can't have this cutting off on me in the middle of my sermon. Glory to God. See, that's why he tell us to save. That's why he used the people, the man and woman of God, to help us. Glory to God. I'll put all of us in now. Everybody on this line. I'll put everybody now. Yeah, all, everybody. Everybody. Glory to God. To help. Because, you know, sometimes you can get in that place where you want to get, amen, comfortable. And you say, well, okay, I don't care. I'm going to do this. I don't care. I'm going to do this. I'm going to. But you could have saved that. You didn't have to do it. You didn't have to have that new pair of shoes just came out. Glory to God. You didn't have to have them. You said, oh, yeah, I got to have them. I got one in every car. I got one. Oh, my God. I heard that before. I got one in every color. Glory to God. But see, this woman right here, all she wanted to do was pay her debt and just so she can have for her children to eat off of. Glory to God. And by her doing exactly what the man of God said, she gave, glory to God, him everything that he needed. Hallelujah, glory to God. He gave her what she needed at that time. Glory to God, hallelujah. My God, my God. Everything, hallelujah, she needed, he gave it to her to pay the creditors. So you see, it worked. Everything worked out for her good. And that's the way it always should do. It should work out for your good. Because we serve a good God. He's not going to tell you to do something that's going to cause you harm. He's not going to tell you to do something that's going to cause you any harm. So he's not going to send his ministers, his prophets, his apostles to tell you something that's going to do you harm. Because what he tells you and what he sends out, it's going to do you good. And it's going to make you better. If he tells you to read more and pray more, and this is what you need to do to get to this level and everything, it's going to do you good. It ain't going to do you no harm, because every word in the word of God is yea and amen, because this is the type of God that we serve. We don't serve a God that's going to tell you no today and then maybe in 2 seconds. I told somebody, I said, here's the thing, here's what I want you to do. I want you to just listen to God. Don't shut that person out. Shut them out. I said, shut them out, them. I said, shut all of them's out. That's what I said. And listen to God. That's what you do. I said, because sometimes you can get on a hurry, glory to God, and you won't hear him. You'll miss it. You'll miss what he want to do. You will miss it. But she obeyed through here, and her and her children had enough. They had enough to do what they needed to do. They didn't have to go and slave for nobody. Think about it. They didn't have to go and work in the field hard, day and night. Hallelujah. He may not even let them came home because you just don't know. If he'd have got them, you just don't know where he would have been. Hallelujah. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, oh God, for the word on today, Lord. Father God, we pray for each and every person on this line, Lord. Father God, those that need a healing, God, give them healing in their heart. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Let them understand, Father, that it's all about you and not about them, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, let every spoken word, Lord God, that has been spoken, let it pierce the heart of man, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. So they will come up and come up higher, Lord God, and begin to do what you tell them to do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, out of the mouth of the prophet, out of the mouth of the apostle, out of the mouth of the pastor, out of the mouth of the evangelist, out of the mouth, Lord God, of the minister, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray right now for each and every child, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray first for the parents and then for the children. Let them raise their children up in the Lord, God. So, Lord God, they won't depart. They may stray, but they won't depart from the faith. In the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, for healing. Those that need a healing, God. Wherever healing is needed, from the top of their head to the sole of their feet, heal them, Lord God, wherever they hurt, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we say inflammation, Lord God. We know, Lord God, you can dry it up, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, my God, hallelujah. Because we serve a miracle-working God, a God that can provide everything, a God that can perform miracles everywhere you need it, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, God, for those, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, that are listening by way of, Lord, and heard this message on the day, Lord God. Let them believe that you are who you say you are, and you'll do just what you say you will do, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You won't withhold any good thing back from them, Lord God, because everything that you made is good, Lord God. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. We pray for every allergy. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that it dry up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Give them to breathe right, Lord God. Give them a passageway to breathe right, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we pray right now, oh Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, for every person on this line, God, who's dealing with some sickness, Lord God, because we know sickness is not from you, Lord God, because you say above all you want to heal, healthy, and whole in the name of Jesus. So we decree and we declare it right now that they are healed, healthy, and whole, Lord, in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Nothing missing, Lord God, nothing broken in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you right now, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. For everyone under the sound of my voice who heard the word on today, Lord God, that they begin to change their belief system, Lord, and know that you're not trying to get something from them, but you're trying to get something to them. You're trying to get the word of God to release us. Oh, my God, a lot that's on the inside of them is not like you, in the mighty name of Jesus, because Jesus is to return soon. So you got to walk by faith and not by sight, lean not to your own understanding, but you got to learn how to seek him in every word of prayer, in the name of Jesus, oh God, because prayer goes a long way in prayer. Oh, my God, we'll deliver you out of anything, all things. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, on this day, oh God, for each and every person, oh Lord, that have heard the word on today, Lord God. Let them put it to good use, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, don't let them stray, Lord, but let them open up a new mindset to believe when the word comes forth, to hide it in their heart so they won't see it against you, Lord, and they won't see it, Lord God, oh my God, against the things of Christ, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we come against every mind, body, and spirit, every deceptive spirit, every spirit of religion, Lord God, because you are a God of relationship, not religion. So, Father God, we cast that back down in the sea in the name of Jesus, oh Lord. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We lift your name up, Lord God. We give you the holiness and highest praise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we know, Lord, if it had not been for you on our side, we wouldn't be here on today, Lord. So, Father God, we thank you for that, Lord God. Father, I pray, Lord, that everyone in the morning, Lord, get up with a grateful heart. Get up, Lord God, with a praise in their heart that they got to get it out, Lord, before they even step outside the doors of their homes, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because it's time to grab hold to the true and the living God and stop playing church and know who you are and know what you can do. Because you said, above all, you wish they should prosper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So, God, you want them to prosper. You want their health to prosper so they can go on down the road and do great and mighty things for you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Lord God, we thank you, oh, Father, right now in the name of Jesus. I hear him saying, that's why a lot. I haven't gotten their money yet, huh? Because you ain't doing right with what you already have. Oh, my God, listen to the word on today, hallelujah. Glory to God, huh? Repent, turn around, and don't do it anymore. Glory to God, huh? But ask him, oh, my God, Lord, what am I doing and what am I not doing, Lord? Because I want to do your will, huh? Because a lot of times you say, Lord, let your will be done, but you're walking in your own will, not his will. Oh, my God, in the name of Jesus, glory to God. He said, seek ye first his kingdom of God and his righteousness. Glory to God. Are you in his righteousness, or are you just making up your own righteousness? Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. Because some people always making up their own righteousness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not the righteousness of the Bible. Not walking according to the word of God. In the name of Jesus. He said, any man that knows to do better and don't do it, to that man is sin. Oh, my God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the word on today. Hey, glory to God. We thank you for the word on today, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, oh Father. Father God, we thank you for the miracle, and you are a miracle-working God. We know, Lord God, if it had not been for you, Lord God, miracles will not take place. So, Father, we thank you for the miracle because you are a miracle-working God. You are a prosperous God. You are a healing, deliverance God in the name of Jesus. And there's none other like you, Lord God. I don't care if they search all over. They will not find one. Oh, my God. That is willing as you did to give your only begotten son. Oh, my God. In the name of Jesus. But, Father, for all those things, we thank you. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. My God is able, Lord God. You got to understand he is able to perform everything. He's able to perform miracles. He just did it right here. Hallelujah. And if you read on down, you'll even see even the more he performed a lot of miracles in that scripture. Glory to God. He has not forgotten you. Hallelujah. He has not forgotten. Hallelujah. Just ask him, the Lord, is there something that I'm doing that I'm not doing, Lord God? Or what is it, Lord, that I need to do? And when he gives you those specifics, then you go by those specifics. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God, and if you need help and you need somebody to help you, you know, you pray, hallelujah, you got the fire of the Holy Ghost in you. Well, what about if you get somebody else to pray, hallelujah, that's got the fire, then, you know, your fire will meet together and ignite, oh, good God Almighty, and it'll help move that thing out of the way. And, you know, when he said one could chase 1,000, two could chase 10,000, glory to God, and then you'll matter. Can you imagine when you get all that fire together, good God Almighty, it'll burn up whatever it is that's trying to hold you back. Good God Almighty, hallelujah. Father God, we thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. He is an awesome and wonderful God. He will not withhold anything good back from you. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. My God, my God. I'm going to look down, amen, at my screen one more time. If you desire prayer at this time, press the 1. I will bring you in. Glory to God. I just want you to tell me where you're calling from and tell me your prayer request. That's all I need. And then we'll let God be God. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let me scroll down. Glory to God. Amen. Nobody has pressed the 1, so amen. We're going to go ahead and get ready to close out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a good God. My God. Amen. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me Lord God. Make me, Father. Mold me into what you want me to be, O Lord God. I repent for everything that I've done that wasn't like you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I give you my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer in Christ Jesus. Now, what I need you to do is hit me up on Facebook, glory to God, and I will tell you the what next. It's not enough time, amen, for us to go into all the details, amen, but to tell you the what next, to help you to walk through, amen, where you need to go. We don't want you to go backslide, amen, on your backside. We want you to continue on down the road with Jesus. So, you know, go ahead and hit me up. I have two pages, Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams, glory to God. Hallelujah. And I will continue, amen, to pray for you. And I will continue to help you, to lead you on down the road so you won't go back. You'll keep going forward, you know, because we always want you to go forward because the angels in heaven rejoice when you give your life to Christ. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. I want to reiterate, don't forget Ministry Lane will be coming up next. A Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. So don't forget to tune in and hear what the Spirit of the Lord is laid on Ministry Lane Heart. And don't forget to go over and purchase a book. Now is a good time to buy. Now is a good time to buy. We're a little bit out from the holidays, but guess what? Now is a good time to buy. Because everybody needs a word. Everybody needs inspirational words. So it's inspirational, you know, two books. Inspirational that will help you, and all you got to do is just go ahead on Amazon and download it on your phone. Get the free Kindle, so when you need it, you can just, you know, I just swipe up, amen. Just swipe up or swipe over, however you turn your phone on. Glory to God, and you can read it in an instant. You got it right there with you. That's what I'm talking about. So go over, amen, and purchase your book. Amen. Glory to God. So we're gonna go ahead and get out of here. I'm going to now go ahead and do the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Don't forget, all the shows are coming on Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday. Amen. We have two on Sunday, so don't forget. Glory to God. Be blessed.